Another bit of semi-legendary, semi-historical folklore connected with the Khazars survived into modern times, and so fascinated Benjamin Disraeli that he used it as material for a historical romance, The Wondrous Tale of Alroy. In the 12th century, there arose in Khazaria a messianic movement, a rudimentary attempt at a Jewish crusade aimed at the conquest of Palestine by force of arms. The initiator of the movement was a Khazar Jew, one Solomon ben Duji, or Ruhi or Roy, aided by his son Menahem and a Palestinian scribe. Quote, "They wrote letters to all the Jews near and far, in all the lands around them. They said that the time had come in which God would gather Israel, his people, from all lands to Jerusalem, the holy city, and that Solomon ben Duji was Elijah, and his son, the Messiah." End quote. These appeals were apparently addressed to the Jewish communities in the Middle East, and seemed to have little effect, for the next episode takes place only about 20 years later, when young Menahem assumed the name David Alroy and the title of Messiah. Though the movement originated in Khazaria, its center soon shifted to Kurdistan. Here, David assembled a substantial armed force, possibly of local Jews reinforced by Khazars, and succeeded in taking possession of the strategic fortress of Amadje, northeast of Mosul. From here, he may have hoped to lead his army to Edessa and fight his way through Syria into the Holy Land. The whole enterprise may have been a little less quixotic than it seems now, in view of the constant feuds between the various Muslim armies and the gradual disintegration of the Crusader strongholds. Besides, some local Muslim commanders might have welcomed the prospect of a Jewish crusade against the Christian Crusaders. Among the Jews of the Middle East, David certainly aroused fervent messianic hopes. One of his messengers came to Baghdad and, probably with excessive zeal, instructed its Jewish citizens to assemble on a certain night on their flat roofs, whence they would be flown on clouds to the Messiah's camp. A goodly number of Jews spent that night on their roofs awaiting the miraculous flight. But the rabbinical hierarchy in Baghdad, fearing reprisals by the authorities, took a hostile attitude to the pseudo-Messiah and threatened him with a ban. Not surprisingly, David Alroy was assassinated, apparently in his sleep, allegedly by his own father-in-law, whom some interested party had bribed to do the deed. His memory was venerated, and when Benjamin of Tudela traveled through Persia 20 years after the event, they still spoke lovingly of their leader. But the cult did not stop there. According to one theory, the six-pointed shield of David, which adorns the modern Israeli flag, started to become a national symbol with David Alroy's crusade. "Ever since," writes Barron, "it has been suggested the six-cornered shield of David, theretofore mainly a decorative motif or a magical emblem, began its career toward becoming the chief national religious symbol of Judaism. Long used interchangeably with the pentagram, or the Seal of Solomon, it was attributed to David in mystic and ethical German writings from the 13th century on, and appeared on the Jewish flag in Prague in 1527. Barron appends a qualifying note to this passage, pointing out that the connection between Alroy and the six-pointed star still awaits further elucidation and proof. However that may be, we can certainly agree with Barron's dictum, which concludes his chapter on Khazaria. Quote, "During the half millennium of its existence and its aftermath in the East European communities, this noteworthy experiment in Jewish statecraft doubtless exerted a greater influence on Jewish history than we are as yet able to envisage." End quote.